You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I thought the headline was pretty funny this morning. Somebody as a headline just wrote, what do you know? Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Ho-hum. Doesn't matter what city he lives in. What do you think Patriots fans are thinking this morning?
I know. I was wondering if he was going to get calls from like Belichick or anything and congratulating him or...
I'm sure he did.
We were talking last night, actually, after he won, because, you know, don't they usually get a car or something for being MVP? Did he get anything? I didn't see.
Does he need anything?
Well, he doesn't. And then that led into his bonuses for winning the big game. And he's already got a contract for the year for $15 million. But just to get to the Super Bowl, he caught a $1.75 million bonus. Mm-hmm. And then to win it, which we thought was weird, was less than actually getting to the Super Bowl. He got just $500,000 for winning it. So he got more for making it.
Well, that's on top of, though, of the 1.7.
On top of it. So, you know, he's well over $2 million for winning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the whole shebang. So he got a lot. But we were just surprised that he got more money for just making it to the Super Bowl, and then he only got $500,000 for winning it. So for him, he's like, I'll just make it and get a lot. Dude walked away with a lot of cash, though.
Let me see what his bonus is. If I take out 10% for his agent, and then there's no state income taxes there in Florida. That's one of the reasons he moved mm-hmm. there, by the way. Let's say percentage for taxes and stuff. Cash in his pocket, about $1.2 million.
All right, not a bad take.
Just walking around money.
Ugh, so crazy.
We already talked about the halftime show. I like The Weeknd. I think I like his music. I was a little underwhelmed by the show, but some people thought it was fantastic. That's cool. Whatever.
Not a lot, though. I stirred the pot last night on my social. I said I've seen better performances at Casa Bonita, and that really got people fired up. And I don't know. I told Dom earlier that I got a little seasick watching it. I don't know if I was sitting too close to the TV or
the
what.
The whole House of Mirrors thing?
That House of Mirrors thing. And there was too many people in there, a la no social distancing. And then jumping around and spinning
but
in there.
But they had their faces covered, though.
Right.
So they had, like, full-size masks on.
We noticed that, too. We made that comment at the end of the game after they were won, and they were all out on the field hugging and talking. And...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the people during the halftime show.
Oh, that, too. Yeah, that's where I started. But when they won the game, all mm-hmm. the players out on the field and everybody, mm-hmm. no social distancing. Hey, where was Giselle at? The game
Did
didn't have enough
her, like,
Giselle.
Once or something?
I didn't see her. Was she there? Hmm. Oh, need a little more Giselle.
Switching gears, we're going to play this audio in just a few moments. Stand by for that. It's my favorite part of the whole game. But quickly, I want to jump into the whole commercial thing.
Yeah.
You know how it's built up and everybody talks. But you can watch them all online beforehand. I did want to tell you something because you are the resident Will Ferrell fan on this show. You worship that guy.
Yeah,
and you would drink his bath water and stuff like that. You love him so much.
He's a good guy.
As you know, I'm on record as saying I'm not a Will Ferrell fan and I don't really care for him.
Yeah, you don't get him. You don't get
him. Having said that, I thought his little EV commercial about Norway was pretty funny.
Different.
And I did enjoy it. Right?
Good.
I did actually enjoy that. I thought it was clever.
It was very clever.
What I don't understand, and I made a note, is why is Matthew McConaughey making commercials for Doritos? I mean, is...
Because they wrote him a big fat check?
I know, but I mean, he's Matthew McConaughey. I mean...
I don't know. That flat thing was weird, and he looks weird. And
yeah, I just like... I figured he'd have a little bit more dignity than...
Maybe. I would be curious to see what he was paid for that. And
like, you don't
be like,
see Leonardo DiCaprio doing commercials like that, right? He doesn't do Doritos commercials.
Not
and
yet.
Stuff.
Soon.
I guess.
You know which one I was getting sick of is, boy, they are really pushing that Paramount Plus or Paramount TV or whatever that new...
Well, it's because of the CBS connection, though.
Good night they were pushing that hard yesterday.
Because they bought CBS, right?
You
Which
bet.
Aired the game, so therefore, you know, they
boom,
have to
boom,
kind of pimp
boom.
Their products.
I know. It was exciting to see that Beavis and Butthead were going to be coming to that streaming service. That kind of tickled my fancy just a little bit. I like that. And I like the Wayne's World one, the throwback. That one was good, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was typical Wayne's World. It was. It was spot on.
That was bad.
Really?
I thought it was terrible. And it made me feel bad. I don't like when I see things like that that make me feel old.
Oh.
Because those two guys, you know,
there was a lot
of makeup put on them.
Aged.
I get it, but not enough makeup to hide the fact that we have all aged as much
as
Wayne and Garth.
Sucks, huh?
You especially. Nah. I figured you would feel that way.
Yeah, I felt a little old.
Because that's from your childhood.
But I liked
man.
It. I know it was a nice little throwback. America the Beautiful. Thoughts? Do you like it? That artist, Her? The guitar solo, pretty darn
I like guitar
good,
solos. That was pretty good, yeah. National anthem, though.
A little too much.
Yeah, vocal gymnastics, I call that.
But Eric Church, solid. Oh, my God.
Was it, though?
That guy is so cool.
You know, the thing about the national anthem is that many years ago, it ceased to become any kind of thing about honoring America, and it has become, let's see how much, you know, we can change it up and get attention and put the spotlight on ourselves. That's what it is now. It's not, it has nothing to do with honoring the country. Sound like
maybe.
An old man again. I know, I mean, it is. Yeah. Like, I like the traditional.
Here's a little taste.
Yeah.
It's got like a twang feel to it, though.
I don't need a performance of the national anthem. That's just me, though. I don't speak for very many people. I'm on an island.
Yeah, it's not bad. Kind of like
it. It's just an over-the-top, look-at-me moment. That's,
Right. Yeah. Right. You want to do the streaking guy?
Okay, so I need to talk about this. I was, you know, they have this thing where on television, if somebody runs out onto the field, the rules of network television broadcasting is you don't show it. So you knew it happened if you were watching the game because the announcers made one little comment like, yeah, there's somebody out on the field. And all they can do is cut to the players looking disgusted and hands on their hips just kind of waiting.
I don't like that. I want to see it.
Yeah, but the reason they don't is because, you know, they're afraid it'll encourage more and more people, to do it so that they can get TV time. And if they know they're not going to get TV time, they're less likely. And I won't stop all of them, but they're less likely. You know how that is. Everybody just wants to be on TV, right? But that those rules do not prevent the radio play-by-play people from having some fun with it. And Kevin Harlan, who I guess in his past has broadcasted some pretty funny episodes of people running out on the field, including once at Mile High Stadium, he had some fun with this guy. And how much of this are you, can you play the
whole
minute?
I got 40 seconds of it. I chopped it down a little bit. And you do, like, if you search online, you can see the streaker now. So there's film of it. It's just online now. And
he wasn't
dude,
even completely nude.
No,
so.
He comes out. He's got in this weird, like, it's like a Borat thong swimsuit looking thing. It's bright pink, and it was going right up his rear end. And it was, like, bra-like kind of. So, and then he, took off down the field.
And they finally caught him at the 1 yard line, which they have some fun with at the end. But go ahead and play Kevin Harlan's play by play.
Here you go.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
I liked also his radio partner, Kurt Warner, at the end says, you know, if you're going to do all that, at least make it to the end zone. Don't slide and stop at the 1 yard line.
Right.
You might as well score
you gotta
since
get
you're
in
going
there.
To jail.
You got to dive.
Get into the end zone.
He did
but
the quarterback
you know
slide.
Hey, the Chiefs never got there either.